Let me read this story. It says, back in the 1800s, a young Englishman travelled to California in search of gold. After several months of searching, he struck it rich. On his way home, he stopped in New Orleans. Not long into his visit, he came upon a crowd of people all looking in the same direction. Approaching the crowd, he recognised that they had gathered for a slave auction. Slavery had been outlawed in England for years, so this young man's curiosity drew him to watch as a person became someone else's property. He heard "sold" just as he joined the crowd. A middle-aged man was taken away. Next, a beautiful young girl was pushed up onto the platform and made to walk around so everyone could see her. The miner heard vile jokes and comments that spoke of evil intentions from those around him. Men were laughing as their eyes remained fixed on this new item for sale. The bidding began. Within a minute, the bid surpassed what most slave owners would pay for a girl. As the bidding continued higher and higher, it was apparent that two men wanted her. The miner stood silent as anger welled up inside of him. Finally, one man bid a price that was beyond the reach of the other. The girl looked down. The auctioneer called out, "Going once, going twice." Just before the final call, the miner yelled out a price that was exactly twice the previous bid, an amount that exceeded the worth of any man. The crowd laughed, thinking that the miner was only joking, wishing that he could have the girl himself. The auctioneer motioned to the miner to come and to show his money. The miner opened up the bag of gold that he had brought for the trip. The auctioneer shook his head in disbelief as he waved the girl over to him, and as the girl walked down the steps of the platform until she was eye to eye with the miner, and she spat straight in his face and said through clenched teeth, "I hate you." The miner, without a word, wiped his face, paid the auctioneer, took the girl by the hand, and walked away from the still laughing crowd. He seemed to be looking for something in particular as they walked up one street and down another. Finally, he stopped in front of some sort of store, though the slave girl didn't know what type of store it was. She waited outside as the dirty-faced miner went inside and started talking to an elderly man. She couldn't make out what they were talking about. At one point, the voices got louder, and she overheard the store clerk say, "But it's the law." Peering in, she saw the miner pull out his bag of gold and pour what was left of it on the table. With what seemed like a look of disgust, the clerk picked up the gold and went in a back room. He came out with a piece of paper, and both he and the miner signed it. The young girl looked away as the miner came out of the door. Stretching out his hand, he said to the girl, "Here are your manumission papers. You are free." The girl didn't look up. He tried again. "Here, these papers say that you are free. Take them." "I hate you," the girl said, refusing to look up. "Why do you make fun of me?" "No, listen," he pleaded. "These are your freedom papers. You are a free person." The girl looked at the papers, then looked at him, and looked at the papers once again. "You just bought me. And now you're setting me free?" "That's why I bought you. I bought you to set you free." The beautiful girl fell to her knees in front of the miner, tears streaming down her face. "You bought me to set me free? You bought me to set me free?" she said over and over. The miner said nothing. Clutching his muddy boots, the girl looked up at the miner and said, "All I want to do is to serve you, because you bought me to set me free." I find that very, very moving. I've read that a number of times, and I can't help be moved by it. And the reason is it's a very powerful story, but it also reminds me of what God has done for me. And as I read that story and I see the situation that girl is in, she has no hope. There is nothing she can do for herself to be set free. She's in a hopeless situation. And as that miner comes and he gives all of his money to pay for her freedom so that she can go, it reminds me very, very clearly of what Jesus has done for me. You see, Tommy mentioned about sin, and he mentioned about his own heart. And as I think about my own heart, and I know that growing up I have been selfish, I have been living to please me, completely against what God wanted. I've done things that I know that he would be displeased with. I know that I've done things that separated me from him. And yet Jesus has come and he's paid the price for the wrong things that I have done. And I simply have written down, there is a verse in the Bible that Jesus said, and he said it about himself. He is the Son in this verse. He says, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. He's talking about himself. If Jesus sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And he said it when he was speaking that day. He was speaking to some Jewish people, and they said, what are you on about, Jesus? We don't need to be set free. We're already free. And he said, you're not. You're not free because of the sin in your lives. You're separated from God. You're slaves to sin. And that is the situation that I was in before I was set free by Jesus. And I've written down just three things here that we can be free from. We can be free from sin. Only Jesus, his perfect life, the life that he lived here on earth, can set us free. When he died on the cross, he died to pay the price for the wrong things I'd done. I deserved death. I deserved to be in the place that he took. And yet, he did it for me. The verse that we've looked at this week says, for God so loved the world. What's the world? We ask the kids that. Who is the world? Well, the world is everybody. But the world is you individually. It's me. You could put in that place, you could put, for God so loved John. For God so loved Sarah. For God so loved, and you could put your name in that place, that he gave his one and only son. I also said to the kids this week that 5.5 months ago I became a dad. And I have this little boy back home that I'm looking forward to seeing tonight. He'll be asleep, but I'm looking forward to seeing him, called Reuben. And my life has been changed since that little boy was born. He has just brought so much joy and tiredness and frustration at times, but so much joy into our lives. He's fantastic. We love spending every minute with him. And when I think of God giving up his son to send him to earth, where he was going to suffer, he was going to be rejected, he was going to be treated in a way that he did not deserve, and that was his only son. And I think of my little boy Reuben, my only son, and I think that is so powerful. God loves you so much he gave up his only son for you and for me. And that is love beyond anything else, isn't it? We talk about love in a really blasé way, don't we, so often. We love different things. We love the shirt we're wearing. We love the food we eat. But this is real love. This is love beyond anything else. God loves you that much. And I've written down as well that God wants us to be free from shame. Sometimes there are things in our past that we have done that we feel that hang over us, that continue to make us feel guilty. Jesus died on the cross so that we can be free from guilt and shame. And I wonder this morning, I simply want to wrap up and say, do you know that for yourself? Tommy said, as he shared before, that he hadn't read the Bible much, he hadn't really been to church, he didn't really know a lot of really deep things, but he simply trusted Jesus at his word, that he could be forgiven and that he could be made new. And this morning I wonder if we have made that step, because we can. God loves you so much that he gave his son for you. And this morning, I really want to encourage you. I've put some little booklets out in the manor house. There's going to be a brew and some biscuits and things through there afterwards. And I've put out these little booklets, which hopefully will help you if you read them. There's some questions and things that are answered in the journey into life. There's Cancer, Christ and Me. The couple who run Sports Reach who aren't here this week, Sue, she has had breast cancer over these past couple of years, and she's written a little book about how God has worked in her life through that time. And it's a hard time, isn't it? Pick one of those up and read it. And then there's another one just about Easter. Please take them. They're free of charge. You don't need to ask for them. Please take them and read them. But I want to encourage you, don't put it off. If God is speaking to you, please, please allow him to take that place in your life. And I'm going to pray now. I'm going to pray a prayer which is similar to the one that I prayed when I became a Christian. And if you this morning want to make that prayer your own, please just pray it in your heart. Come and talk to us afterwards. Ask any questions. We'd love to talk. So let me pray. This is a prayer like what I prayed when I was 13. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you're a God who loves me. Lord, I thank you that even though I make mistakes, you still love me. And you love me so much that you sent your only son Jesus to this earth to pay the price for the wrong things I have done. Father, I pray that you would forgive me. And Lord, I pray that you would make me new. And you would come into my life by your Holy Spirit and make me a Christian. Amen. Please come and talk to us afterwards. We'd love to talk. We'd love to share about what your kids have been up to this week. They've been fantastic. It has been really good. And I'll hand back over to Ed. Thank you.